News Talk's Executive Chair.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, John Corley. He's the CEO and co-founder of Spanish Point Technologies. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million, Bobby. Big fan of the show.
Good man. Well, we're good to have you. We've been wanting to talk to you for a while. I want to bring you back to Bective in County Meath, halfway between Navan and Trim, up there in, would it be South Meath? Tell us about your upbringing. I know you're from farming stock.
Yeah, my dad was a cattle farmer, so I grew up on the family farm. My mum was a school teacher, and it was a great life. Learned a lot about business, actually, growing up on the family farm.
Of course you did. Cash flow and things like that.
Yeah, and buying and selling.
Yeah. And did you work sort of part-time helping on the farm as you were in school and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Working over the summer and the evenings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My first non-paid job.
Yeah. Well, you were paid in kind, I'm sure. You talk then about being something of maybe a tech nerd. As a teenager, you had a Sinclair Spectrum 48K, one of the earlier computers. Tell us about your love of that and maybe how it sort of shaped your future in software.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Like, I was grew up in the countryside. I got my first computer, which is one of the very early personal computers, and really liked the idea of being able to kind of create software, create things using that.
And were you one of these young lads that taught yourself code and that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Back then, you'd have to type it all in and then save it on a tape, and you'd get magazines from the UK. There was none in Ireland. You had to post to get magazines that would explain how to do things.
Right.
So you have to kind of learn it yourself piece by piece.
You went off to Rathmines, to DIT as it was then, Technical University of Dublin as it is now, where you did a commercial computer programming course. So that was really, I suppose, set your sights on between the Sinclair and the couple of years in Rathmines. You were on your road.
Yeah, no, and my mum, who was a teacher, said, "Oh, I don't know why he's doing computers up there in Dublin for he should do, because I got in to do science in, I think, the University of Galway. She wanted me to do science, a degree, and I just wanted to get into the workplace as quickly as I could. So I found this 2-year course in the College of Commerce and I went and did that.
Yeah. Your first, I suppose, as you say, you've only had a couple of jobs, and we'll talk about Spanish Point Technologies in a minute. You came out of Rathmines, Irish National Insurance. You started there as a programmer.
Yeah.
What sort of things were you programming there?
Well, probably the most boring type of program you could imagine, to be honest with you.
Let's talk it up.
No, it was insurance, essentially. So calculating insurance premiums.
So you had difficulty keeping yourself awake at day.
I lasted a year there. That was good. It was a great experience. And back then, you were lucky to get a job when you came out of college. So I was very happy with it. But I got an opportunity to move on from there after the year.
To a company called Mentec.
Mentec, yeah.
Yeah.
A great company, actually, set up by probably one of the original tech entrepreneurs in Ireland, a guy called Dr. Mike Pierce, about 200 people, probably the biggest indigenous software company in Ireland at the time.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and really entrepreneurial guy, learned a ton, and that's kind of what inspired me to set up my own company.
Yeah, and it must have been very exciting back in those days. You know, people didn't really know what computers were, very few people used them, you know, and you're there in this, I suppose, groundbreaking industry.
Yeah.
Like, it was sort of frontier stuff, no?
Well, yeah, I'm not that old now. it was really interesting. I loved it. And we got to travel. Like, I got to travel all sorts of different places, do different things. Like, I remember putting in a system for Guernsey Telecom, flying in a tiny little plane to Guernsey Island. Just got to do lots of things, learn.
So you started there as a software developer. You ended up as head of software development there.
Yeah.
So you progressed through the management of that business.
Yeah, no, and it was a really exciting time. We were working on quite big projects and a lot to learn, a lot of transition in the industry as well. Like, so when I started, it was the beginning of client-server computing. So, like, just moving from these green screen terminals into Windows. And then the dot-com boom hit just as I was at the peak of my career in Mentec, and that was very exciting. and lots of lessons to be learned from that.
Some good, some not so good.
Yeah.
Did you always want to start your own business, or was it something when you saw what was happening at Mentec that, you know, maybe I could do this myself? Did it kind of evolve as a as an ambition?
It did evolve, I think. Like when I left school, I never... It really occurred. Well, I hadn't thought far enough ahead, to be honest.
None of us did.
What I wanted to do, but after I got into work, I kind of saw the opportunities there around running my own business. And you know, growing up on the family farm, like setting up a business didn't seem that big a step, really.
Yeah.
It was something that like was discussed always around the kitchen table. So it didn't seem like it was some big unattainable thing. It just seemed like something you could go out and do.
Yeah. And so Spanish Point Technology, an interesting business, and maybe you might tell us how it all works, because as I understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's three parts to the business.
Yeah, exactly. And each part we added on over time as we got a bit more involved. So that, like, the first part really is for small and medium companies, helping them with digital transformation. So helping them improve their systems and processes using technology. And the technology we work with is Microsoft technology. A second part of our business is helping software companies take advantage of the cloud and AI. And then the third part of our business is for the music industry. And it's the kind of most international part of our business. And it essentially helps people who create music get paid for the music that they create.
And again, that's all kind of run parallel with the Spotify model and how royalties get paid and publishing rights and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's used by, like, our customers are copyright management organizations, like in Ireland, IMRA,
for
example.
They're not rock stars or anything, no?
No, well, we get the rock stars paid.
so they like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've customers around the world.
Can I ask you about your relationship with Microsoft and the importance of that? You started off as one of a very few companies that was partnered with them, and you kind of grew with them along the way. So I presume that was a real strategic benefit to grow as they grew, and they had bigger, deeper pockets than you would ever have had.
Yeah, no, it's definitely our most important partnership, and it's stuck with us right throughout the years as we grew the company. They have a very strong model for partners. And really, there was a lot of change in the industry. And one of the key pieces of change Microsoft was at the forefront of, and still is, I think, as we look towards AI. So that's been great for us to be able to piggyback off their success and help customers navigate how they can get the best value out of things.
You're the ideal man to ask about, you know, your take on AI. You're somebody who's very, very close to it at a whole load of levels. I suppose in layman's language, should we be fearful?
Yeah, well, I think any technology has got pluses and minuses. Like if you look back, the dot-com boom, I think there's a lot of parallels with AI at the moment. So, back in the dot-com boom, the idea was every company would become an internet company. That was all the slogans. But of course, you look now, not every company is an internet company. Lots of companies, nearly every company uses the internet. And I think it'll be the same with AI, that like not every company needs to be an AI company, but most companies need to learn how to use AI to drive productivity and improve customer service and drive things like employee engagement and stuff like that.
That's a very calm, considered, I think, take on it, as in, let's not get too excited about it.
Yeah.
All will be well.
Yeah, well, you know, like there's always going to be a shift and dangers, and I think, you know, how people do their work and exactly what they do in their day-to-day job will change a bit. But that's always been the case as key technologies has come along. So I'd be very optimistic around what this can bring. And, you know, I think a lot of the outlandish claims, I think, will look ridiculous in 2 or 3 years' time.
Yeah. It will also accelerate change, which I think is something we all struggle with.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, life goes on. You know, we go and we go to work, we do our job, and we may end up doing something different than we thought we'd do, but that mightn't be such a bad thing.
No, and like if you can take elements of your job that is drudgery, and you can kind of order.
Go back to the insurance job there, yeah, your exactly. first job. AI would have been good in those days.
There, I probably would have enjoyed it more, but yeah. No, so I think there's a lot of possibility and positivity there. Now, like, there's obviously big downsides to the ways in which AI can be used as well. So there has to be kind of careful consideration of that. But yeah, no, I see a lot of opportunity.
So the name Spanish Point Technologies was your co-founder from Spanish Point? No, we made it up.
Right. So at the time, the fashion in high-tech companies in Ireland was to be named after picturesque places. There was companies like Iona and Cape Clear.
That's right.
So we just looked at the Atlas and said, where's a really nice picturesque place on the coast of Ireland? And the first one we came across was Spanish Point, and we went with that.
They'll make you an honorary Clare man now if you keep going as you're going.
Yeah.
Finally, can I ask you about the sort of importance of three different revenue streams in a business? Like, if one is underperforming, maybe one is overperforming. It is a good strategy in terms of, it may be, some may see it as conservative, but it definitely does give you options.
Yeah. Well, for us, I suppose the first thing is it gives you a lot of resilience, and especially if those different areas operate in different markets. So like our music industry business is all international, whereas our digital transformation business was traditionally all Ireland and is now Ireland and the UK. So it gives us a lot of options, and the skills that are used across the three areas of the business are identical. So it means we can reuse the same people in the different areas as we grow.
Yeah. Now, a couple of things we didn't know about you. You're a qualified baker. Yeah. You trained in Kevin Street at night in the old school of bakery there. I don't think it's still with us, which is a terrible shame.
Yeah.
So do you still like to make a loaf of sourdough and that kind of thing? You do?
Yeah, I love it. And pizza especially. I have an outdoor pizza oven, and nothing I like more than getting out there, even in the rain.
And you were a late convert to rugby. You played in Coolmine, age 35. To 50. Now that's some achievement.
Yeah, well, now not at a very high level, I have to add, but it was actually one of the best things I ever did was join the rugby club. We had great crack
and
really enjoyed that. I promised my wife I'd retire when I hit 50 and play golf instead, so that's what I did.
Finally, can I ask you then about the future of the business? Where do you see it going? You're on a great train of expansion. The business is solid, but where do you see it going now as we enter, I suppose, that era that we talked about, AI and its relative components?
Yeah, so especially for a digital transformation part of the business, AI is a massive part, and really our focus over the next year and a bit is to help companies with that digital transformation, focusing around how to use AI in a productive and down-to-earth way, if I can say.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you well, John. That's John Corley there. He's the CEO and co-founder of Spanish Point Technologies. Best of luck with it all, John. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Thanks a million, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.